The Hereford United manager Martin Fall, that can't have been the performance you'd hoped or desired today.
No, not at all. Absolutely disappointed with them. I've got nothing to say. I felt sorry for those punters that have paid the money to come in and watch. Was I being too clever today? No, not at all. You know, I've made so many changes. There was tired bodies. Some have taken knocks. Two on four bookings. You know, there was so many things. Two were ill. And it was a minefield. You know, it's been a nightmare couple of days. You know, not trying to field a side, but trying to get the boys out there. Steph turned up. He's had 3 days off. He's had bad guts. I've had to put Klukes back at left back because Joe's on four bookings. You know, so it's been very, very hard. You know, but I got no excuses. I picked the side. But today, you know, the ones that have come in as well. You know, I've given them a lifeline. But go and show me what you can do. And to be honest, we've shown absolutely nothing.
Having said that, you look at it on paper and all those players have got plenty of experience, they got something to, you know, you would imagine the desire isn't there in their belly to actually go out there and perform and take their opportunity.
Well, you've answered the question. You could see it was very flat. I've never seen us give the ball away so cheaply and people running away from the ball. I've got no excuses. Chelmsford were the better side, but I knew what Chelmsford were. They've got 29 players, they've got loads of league experience and they've got a lot of know-how in their side and I thought they were very, very good today.
And a body blow, two goals in that 6 minute spell.
Yeah, like I say, we can analyse it as much as like, but if you don't trap runners or they go off their shape, which is probably what we've defended very well of late. But, you know, I've tried to give Towner some match practice today as well, you know, before going into a Christmas period. Otherwise, he wouldn't play a game of football because we've got no reserve team. So it's hard because you're trying to get a balancing act that I'm going to need everybody over that Christmas period because, as you can see, Josh has gone down and somebody else goes down and we just have not got the numbers or the personnel that I need.
I know, I can tell you, you're frustrated with what happened, but with hindsight, is there anything else that you could have done?
No problem. Should I play Joe Heath today? But I'm just, you know, but then Ebb Sleep was important in my mind because I still think we can do well in the league. So, you know, and Marley as well. I could have started Marley today, but he's on four bookings and I didn't want him to miss Ebb Sleep and or Kidderminster. So, yeah, we're just short on personnel. End of story, you know, so I need to get to that January window, reinforce and bring some personnel in because, you know, I've got Junior on non-contract, Simon Hackney, and then I've got the two lone boys that go back at the start of January. So I've been trying so hard to get personnel in, but let me tell you, at this moment in time, until that window opens, it's going to be very, very hard and frustrating for me.
Despite all of that, you'd have to give credit to Chelmsford. They took their goals well, and I thought Cook was a high, standout player on this flank, on this left-hand side.
Well, personally, I thought they all were, because we were a yard off them. We didn't close him down, we didn't stick our head in, and the biggest disappointment was we never held the ball up. You know, if the ball comes up, you've got no chance of joining. So I thought a forward play, you know, James McQuilkin and Simon Ackley were very negative, kept coming back and going inside with the first touch. So it's loads of things in my mind. It's every one of them. So I'm not just going to pick out individuals, but I just thought that, you know, we were scared today.
So I think you've got a good handle on what you think is your best side, given injury situation. Is that something that you're going to look to revert to in the next fixture now?
Well, we've got a few more injuries, haven't I? So horses for courses at the moment. I've just got to try and not get these 3-4 games out of the way. You know, we certainly want to go and compete, but I feel that my hands are tied a little bit at the moment and I just want to, you know, that little bit of freedom, but I can't. So as annoying as what it is, and, you know, I know people are moaning and groaning about one or two things, which I totally understand, but I've just got to keep my head down, work with the lads that I've got and see where we go.